Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Mender's Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers. Hey guys, how you guys all doing? We're trying a new format this week. I apologize that I'm going to run the show and not the golden voice himself, Bobby.
How about a little apology for not being around the last couple of weeks?
Huh? Yeah. Thanks, guys, for holding it down. I'm finally back home.
Barely holding it down. It was trying to take off. We barely held it down.
Yeah. So I was out of town for the past couple of weeks, so I'm back. Happy to be back. Happy to sleep in my own bed.
Did you hear what we said about you, by the way?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Couches across America?
Yeah. <Did you? laughs> Yes, I did.
Okay.
Just a quick shout out. Your stalker comments from last week had me rolling on the floor.
Nice.
I was loving it.
And she's gone. She disappeared. I don't know where she went.
You scared her away.
I think so.
And now he's lonely.
The other thing I wanted to mention is you guys are terrible at sports analogies. Last week, you did the soccer manager.
Oh, right.
And it was like trying to see 2 6-year-olds explain calculus. You guys just were... It was horrible.
Definitely not our thing.
So anyways, we're doing a new format this week. So each week, we're going to have one of us try a different format out, see what works, see what doesn't work. So let us know what you guys like. Let us know what you don't like. So we're going to try some different things out and see how it looks. So
on my week, we're all going to be naked.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be awkward.
Really awkward. Everybody's just looking up.
Yeah, they're looking up.
So this week is my week, so I'm going to run the show. Next week, I'm assuming one of you guys will do it.
Yeah.
So before we get into it, here's my just random game story of the week. I got back into Hearthstone just a little bit, but mainly I got into it to play random. Do you remember doing this, Emilio?
No.
Where you would just select, go to new deck and select one of the 9 characters and then immediately back out of it. And the game asks you, would you like us to complete your deck for you?
Oh, okay.
And you say yes.
Right.
And then you just immediately challenge somebody else that did the same.
I thought that was based on, it compiles a good list of cards for you, not random.
It doesn't occur.
It won't use shitty card, right?
It does.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you can get a mage deck with...
Okay. How do you know that you're getting matched against other people that have done that?
No, I'm doing it with friends.
Oh, I see.
But we were having a great time doing this. Like, you see cards that you never use,
right,
and you don't know what's in the deck, so you don't really know what to plan for.
Right.
So it just gets it back to kind of the pure essence of what Hearthstone is.
Right.
I just thought that was a kind of a cool thing. Kind of taking old game, not necessarily old, but taking a game that you like and changing it up to make it more interesting, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that was floated around for years with Magic, you know? Mm-hmm. Hey, back when Magic was fun, you know? So what we would do, we'd have thousands of cards in front of us because we'd be at a shop, mm-hmm, and just grab a bunch and put them on the table, and that's your deck.
Yeah.
You just go. Or even more we used to play Meta Magic, which was like if you're driving or something, you just play in your head because we knew the cards so well.
Yeah.
And there was a game where you could play just like back and forth like that.
Yeah. Cool. Bobby, you ever do that?
No. Well, I didn't play a lot of Magic.
He goes strictly by the rules, Bobby.
No, that's... I feel like that's a way to have an excuse. You know, you can blame the deck. Blame the hand you were given.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of that when we were doing
that. Yeah, I'm sure.
Nobody sucked. Yeah. Everything was the
kinda
deck.
Kind of takes what's the word? The
strategy out of it, right?
Yeah, the strategy, but it kind of takes the seriousness out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's more just for fun.
Yep. You're not going to be as butthurt when you lose with a random deck.
You're like, yeah, whatever.
But just as happy if you win with one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the other little thing that I wanted to try out here at the beginning is a little game I like to call Don't Think, Just Answer.
Sex.
Okay.
Dicks. Tits.
Titties?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So this is a game related question. I want you guys to just shout out what your first response is.
We haven't heard any of these, by the way.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to go through a list and we're going to see if that's really what your thought is or if there's actually something that you think differently.
Okay. I guess we should go one at a time because
we order
each other. Okay.
Just shout it out when you have it. So here's the first one. We're going to do 2 this week.
We both shout it out, though. It's not going to be very audible.
Well, you guys figure it out.
Okay.
All right, here it is. What gets you most excited for an upcoming game?
Tits. Sex.
Something new.
Dicks. I don't
know. Okay.
Yeah, like, no, a new mechanic.
Yeah.
Probably. New mechanic?
Yeah, okay. Something that I haven't seen before.
Because one of the some of the things that I was going through when I was thinking of this is, you know, like a video that comes out and it's all clean and polished and it looks really, like, really hype, like you right. really want to play it. Or maybe your friends are really interested in it and they want to play it.
Yeah, concepts. I'm going to switch mine to concepts, which could include mechanics, but just concepts that, like, we'll get into it later, but minimum, great concept.
Another one that that works for me, that, like, this is probably my answer, is the developer that I like. For example, Blizzard, which is one of my favorites, coming right. out with a what is it, arena shooter?
Yeah,
I'm automatically on that train.
Right, right.
I feel like I figure those things out after the fact, though. Like, I see something that's interesting, and then I find out later, oh, it's by this developer, and they did that game. Oh, that makes it even better.
Actually, I switched a while back. This goes into movies as well, and this is a pro tip for all those who like movies. Find out what, if you check a lot of the movies that you like, you'll see that there's a director that you kind of really like. Like, mine is Danny Boyle. I like every movie he's ever mm-hmm. made. And I just started following directors, not movie titles and trailers.
Yeah.
And it works out so much better for me.
And
you can go back. And then Bobby told me some movies he made before I didn't even know about. So I went backwards. And I like all those his old movies, too. Yeah. So
kind of related to that is, like, if you like some aspect of a movie, find that person that did that and see his other stuff. And I guarantee you'll like it, like that stuff. For example, you think a movie was written really well. The story is just super
engaging.
Find the writer. Find the writer.
Yeah.
Or it's shot really well. It's amazingly shot. Find the director of photography, because that guy is probably a guy that you like. The same thing what happens
cinematographer,
with...
Cinematographer, right?
Well, that's another word for it. But usually in credits, it's director of cinematographer. I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyways. So here's my other question on the don't think, just answer.
Oh, wait. First of all, this whole segment seems to be... I'll give you guys a question just so I can say my side.
True.
But yeah. Aren't all questions that?
Yep.
What would you do if you had superpowers?
Yeah. That's great. Here's what I would do.
Yeah, exactly. I would go back in time and punch you before you told me that question.
All right. Question number two. Why do you watch esports?
More interesting than normal sports.
Okay.
That's true. I fundamentally understand the game that I'm watching, unlike the other sports. I never played those sports. I do play Smite. Well, I'm gonna say Smite specifically because okay. We watched the Dota 2 mm-hmm. ones, and although I could understand the scope of it, I didn't know the subtleties. And I understand even the pretty close mm-hmm. to the nitty gritty on Smite. So I can enjoy every aspect from the very beginning stuff to the very end stuff to every I love it.
Okay.
I think there's more of a connection with us and esports than there would be for regular sports. Just because I play video games, when I watch other people play video games, I find that more interesting. I don't know.
Yeah,
if you played baseball, if you played hockey or something, then you'd watch professional hockey or baseball.
And I guess another point to be said is I'm not impressed too much about... physical prowess. Like, that's something you're kind of born with. Yes, you could work super hard and learn it, but I like to see the intelligence, you know. I like to see a match of wits more than a match of brawn.
Gotcha.
I guess both you're born with, but one can be worked while. You can actually work out a strategy to be a more intelligent player, and a weaker guy could be but not all the time, you know. It happens less. I'm more impressed by a better strategy beating a more intelligent opponent than a weaker guy somehow overcoming a stronger guy.
Gotcha. Okay. Some of the other thoughts I was thinking about on this is, you know, you play the game. Obviously, if you're watching an esport, you probably play the game. But that's not always the case for me. Like, if I hear a game that I'm interested in, instead of going to videos and trailers, a lot of times I'll look to see if they have any esport videos up, or, you know, or streamers, so I can actually watch somebody play the game and see if it's interesting that way. And the other thing that I think commentators are, and we'll get into this in a little bit, I think the commentators have gotten so much better on these kind of esports, especially as the scope of the ones has gotten bigger. So a lot of times I'll just watch it if the commentators are good. I used to watch Honcast back in the day, and there was a guy, 3PO, I think his name was. He was just a funny guy, so I would just listen to the commentary and just laugh about it. This kind of leads into the top story that we're going into this week, which is the Smite World Championships. It's still going on now. It went the 9th through 11th, so the finals are going on tomorrow. So we don't know right now who won them all.
You'll know by the time this comes out.
Yeah, definitely.
If you don't play Smite, I mean, we're not going to get into the nitty gritty of it, but just overall, I think we're going to talk about the arc of esports and where it's going. This was the third biggest prize pool in esports history, which was $2.6 million.
And they got that specifically from running their Odyssey kind of promotion, uh-huh. where people would buy in-game skins and different items.
That you could only get through the Odyssey.
Yeah, and part of that money that those people were putting in were going directly to the prize pool. So I think as far as Hi-Rez, the developer, went, they didn't add much to the prize pool. This was basically all player-driven in the prize pool, which is interesting to know.
And they gave $211,000 or $111,000 to the American Red Cross out of it too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm so into this company. Not only do I like their game, I like the way they run their company. They're super transparent. They give you just enough information. Hey guys, this is what we're going to be doing. You can take the Blizzard or the Apple approach where you don't talk about shit ever up until like right before you do it, which is good, but I also like the other side where this is exactly what we do it, how we do it, and there's not... The only mystery is little teasers that they put out there to keep you coming back.
Yeah, but I think the scope of some of the big games that Blizzard have, you just can't have that much... You gotta have open betas and closed betas and all sorts of stuff, so just stuff leaks out. But they don't show that until you get pretty far into the development cycle. So anyways, the Smite World Championships, top 8 teams, there was 2 North Americans, 2 Europeans, there were two
Chinese and 2 South Americans.
2 Chinese, 1 Brazilian, and 1 LATAM.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that even though the production was great, the casting was great, the presentation was great.
Commentating was really good.
Yeah, fundamentally, the tournament was flawed. These other teams have not been playing Smite as long as the European and the American teams. Not even close. Maybe a sixth. And this comes down to, like, if you watch the World Series of Poker and stuff, they say that just play online. You need to get 20,000 hands before, you know, under your belt before you can even sit down at a table. And same thing here. You got to, like, have the matches. You need to play X amount of matches, no matter how much of an innate skill you have, which some guys do. They've been saying that one of these Brazilian players is stellar, and he might have to like move somewhere to like go play professionally. So you know, the skill
hasn't
there.
Been available well, in China as long as it's been available in the U.S.
Chad just told me something about that.
Yeah, Drybear said that it's not even out in China. That the people that are playing in China actually have special permission to play basically a beta version of the game, and it actually hasn't officially been released. So China, I mean, I think what you're getting at, Emilio, is the Chinese teams and the Latin American teams got steamrolled.
They should have had their own mini tournament. Maybe have the Pro League and maybe have, I don't know, the World League. Nothing that sounds like subpar or something. But honestly, they're on a completely different level.
And the other thing is we haven't seen...
Real quick, the reason that we're bringing this up and why this is such an issue is all the games were landslide. 9 out of 10 games were landslide, and that's not fun.
Only one game went to the third game of a best of 3.
Right, and that's not fun at all for anybody. That's not fun for the commentators, and they did their best. I mean, it's hard to commentate landslide after landslide after landslide and still try to be nice to the losing team, you know?
Yeah. What's funny is today, I'm a big sports fan. I love football. Football's on, Smite World Tournaments, World Championships on. I'm trying to watch them both. I'll be honest, I didn't watch much football. Yeah. Like, I watched Smite, like, because it's got the immediacy. Like, I can actually play the game. Like, these are, you watch football, and these are guys that are
That's one thing.
Like, not even human, almost.
Exactly.
So,
like, say you went out on Thanksgiving to go play football in the local yard, and these dudes show up. You would have to walk off the field.
Yeah.
Okay, if you play one of these guys in Smite, you could.
What was your big thing?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Right around when Zapman was the best Smite player in the world, I beat him in the middle lane. This is when I was at my best and I was playing
Hebo nonstop.
Nonstop. So we met three times in the middle and I took him one on one, two times in a row, and I think the third time he got me. But it was okay. I was already stroking. Like I was like, oh, I was telling them, I was like, hey, guys, oh, it was so good. But and then I went and looked up his ranking. He was number one at that time.
Damn.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and that'll never happen with regular sports.
Yeah, exactly. You'll never run into
ever.
You know, Peyton Manning throwing you some footballs.
Yeah, and he'd probably knock you down if you did. But this could happen. You could be on the court, quotation marks, with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
At some point, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. So, spoiler alerts, if you guys hadn't watched anything yet. So, the first day, Friday, was all basically seeding. Nobody actually got... two teams got eliminated. Today, there was... four teams were eliminated. So, this week, there was... Or this today, there was four teams left. So Cog Red and Cog Prime faced up against each other.
That sounds familiar. They're both sponsored by the same thing, it sounds kind of weird.
And Cog Red, ended
was
up
number one seed.
Ended up coming out ahead, and it was by far the best match of the day. The other match was Titan versus SK, and SK actually lost to Titan.
Two upsets.
Yeah.
Those were two upsets.
Oh, well, Prime was number one seed, so...
Cog Red was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
on most people's.
So then tomorrow, match of the day, I mean, the championship is going to be Cog Prime versus Titan. I don't see this going well for Titan. I think Cog Prime's going to take this pretty easy, and they're going to walk away with $1.3 million.
Yep.
So if I guess the last thing I want to just say on this is if you guys play a game, I would highly recommend seeing if there's any streamers, e-sports, you know, anything that you're watching, there's people better than you doing it well and doing it online, and you guys can learn a lot. It's fun to watch. A lot of these guys that stream are just fun to listen to also. MOBA is like a perfect format for streaming and commentating, but any game does it.
Cool. Bobby, you saw some of it. You have anything to add?
No, not too much. I watched just about everything today, and I'll watch tomorrow, but I'm not expecting too good of a match. It was entertaining. You know, I stopped playing Smite, I think, about a couple months ago, so...
Did it make you feel like you wanted to get back into it?
Not really. You know, when I got back into Smite, it was because I was watching the Dota tournaments, and that kind of got me back into that competitive scene. And I actually loaded up Smite, and I did a practice round with, like, one of the new gods, but right away I was like, well, you know, if I'm going to get back into it, if I'm going to get back into this, you're looking 50 hours until, like, I'm... back kind of where I was, and then I got to start training again. It's like, I really want to do that.
For sure.
But it was fun to watch. I did enjoy the game. I didn't think it was quite, the production value is quite on the level as Dota yet.
No, for sure not.
Well, Dota and League of Legends just stomped them as far as production and money and everything.
Yeah. Well, thing about the Dota 2 tournament, though, when I watched that, I was blown away. It was like ESPN. It was like these guys were being paid like millions of dollars to do this. It was so professional and so good. Mm-hmm. So when I watched the Smite one, I mean, it was good. They did a good job, but I felt like it wasn't quite up to par. But the I was watching on Twitch, and it had, I think, about 40,000 viewers.
Yeah, 42, I thought.
And I want to say Dota had 100 and something. So, I mean, obviously Dota 2 is still more of a popular MOBA, but I don't know. Hopefully Smite will get up there, because I think it's more entertaining to watch.
I mean, if you think about how much... Okay, so Dota 2 was like 11 or 12 million, right? Dollars.
Yeah.
And if they had 100,000 views...
Yeah, but I'm not 100... Don't quote me on 100,000. It could have been 200,000.
Okay.
It probably was. But the one thing that I did notice that was a lot better about this was the camera. When I've watched Smite tournaments in the past, I was really annoyed at...
They're getting much better with the camera.
Yeah, whoever ran the camera and the angles that they chose to use. And a lot of times, whenever you watch someone play Smite, you guys may do this. I grab the mouse and I think I have control of the camera and I try to move it.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot in previous tournaments that I had watched, because I don't know what the hell the camera guy was thinking, but I felt like he wasn't quite on the action, or you couldn't get a view of what was really happening. But I felt all that was a lot better this time around.
Yeah, even when there were spots where shit was going on in two different spots,
yeah,
I think they handled it well.
Yeah, they did.
They got there as soon as they could. Mm-hmm. As soon as, whoever they put on there is doing a great job.
The thing is, it's so hard. I'm imagining once we get further into the development of this, you'll see replays similar to like football and everything else. We're just not there yet, but I'm sure we'll get there eventually.
For sure.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to mention is, if you want to watch any of the videos, the Smite VOD on Smite VOD on YouTube was starting to upload the matches. So if you wanted to go and watch the matches that we're talking about,
and guys,
can check it out.
I got to throw this out there. I wouldn't count Titan out, because SK was supposed to beat Titan handedly. Red was supposed to beat Prime, barely, but neither of those things happened. So and SK had already beat Cognitive Red,
mm-hmm.
right? So now the team that beat Red got beat by Titan. So who's to say that they can't beat Prime?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the landslide. You guys think?
I think it is, but anyways.
I think it will be too.
Titan, you see what I'm saying, though?
No, I do. And Titan is an underdog, and they have a really interesting story behind them. Like, they really proved themselves this entire tournament. But the real match was Cog Red versus Cog Prime, and we saw that today. And it was a hell of a match.
You have to rewatch that.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
And Cog Prime's game is just so tight, they're just going to roll. Like, it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, let's talk about games. Skydiver, listener and Steam group member Skydiver, requested that we review Minimum. We all bought copies. We reviewed Minimum.
We bought copies, and Bobby, of course, already had one.
Yeah.
Thank God we got our Steam sharing going.
Yeah.
Now whenever I type, like, okay, so I used to... Okay, first of all, I never had to search for games, right? Because I could just scroll down. Yeah, exactly. No, I have to search for them. If I push A or B or Z, there's like two pages of games. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, I got to admit, there's a lot of bullshit games in there. Yeah. And this is why he gives away so many games.
Fucking Barbie.
Yeah.
Fucking
I was thinking of maybe introducing a segment where I play five of these bullshit games every week. Like just for
five?
An hour. Just for an hour. Because they're just like, what's the first one on the list, Bobby? It's like Ultraviolet.
Oh, yeah, something it's like /n.p.p.d.
Ultraviolet milk,
yeah.
Yeah, Ultraviolet Milk, yeah.
Oh, that game's
what
trash.
What is that? I'm so curious.
It's so bad.
I'm so curious.
You can't play that. No, yeah. I want to know.
No, there's a lot of trash games on there, and there's a few that are actually entertaining for, 20 minutes, but there's some that are just plain garbage, and that's one of the garbage ones.
So, anyways, getting back to the game. Minimum, it's a 5v5 MOBA-style game. It's an action-style MOBA, first-person shooter. Third-person?
Can we call it a MOBA?
Third-person
shooter.
I wouldn't call it a MOBA either.
It's got, like, a MOBA element or two, but I would not call this a MOBA.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No, we were playing
it. They are calling it a MOBA.
I would call it a team deathmatch.
They can call it whatever they want.
It's a first-person.
It's a third-person.
Third-person.
Third-person over the shoulder.
So, 5v5, basically, the objective of the game is to get your Titan to the enemy base, and the Titan destroys their base.
Well, that's one of them. There's several modes to this game, but the one that we were playing was Titan.
The only one that counts is Titan mode, right?
I don't know. I think more people were playing Team Deathmatch.
Really?
If you look at the numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I played before.
Which is where I had more fun, I think.
Really? Well,
just because of the old school feel. There's a lot of...
I don't feel like this game is balanced right now.
Titan mode has an objective, and I think that adds a little bit to it. Team Deathmatch, all you do is kill each other, and that gets old really quick.
So the Titan mode, anyways, you got to get the Titan to the base and have the Titan destroy their base.
Titan was one of my favorite parts about this game because every level is distinct from each other. You have your cowboy one, your Japanese one, your Chinese one, your hyper tech one, and the Titans change for each one. And they look awesome. They're really well done.
But let's talk art style real quick, because Minimum is...
Minimum.
Exactly. Minimum. Yeah. Like, you basically are playing a block dude,
yeah,
and your armor is block, and everything is block, and it's basic colors a lot of blacks, a lot of whites, a lot of grays. Mm-hmm. Not super
which
colorful.
Which makes the colors
bright.
Pop more when there are colors.
I was having problems distinguishing what kind of armor people were wearing. And I figure at high level play, or if once
that'll never happen.
I mean, like, once you start getting into the game, that would be something that would be important to you.
Minimum
like,
pro tournament coming up
yeah,
there.
Well,
what's the prize pool on that?
Yeah.
I had fun with this game. I didn't have a blast with it. I had a good time. I suffered from the same issues that I suffer from every MOBA. Like, every time you die, I get, like, super frustrated yeah. and feel like they cheated me or, like...
So, like, that's how I want to go over this. So, we have to talk about you, Chad.
Okay.
All right.
I've got a problem, I know.
No, yeah, you rage, which is fine. I mean, a lot of people rage. Here's the thing that we have to work on. The whole not thinking things are balanced. Like, I don't see it at all. Well, okay, melee might be...
Okay.
Right, but
agreed?
You can go ahead and do it.
Agreed, melee was not balanced.
But you're
game.
Not excluded from doing that. You don't have to spend $20 to get a melee set. You could have built a melee set.
Yeah. Well, so that's
and
how
I used
to
do it, and I had fun.
I had fun. I'm not saying I didn't have fun.
Yeah.
But melee is broken right now in this game. Bobby, agree with me on this? You spent yeah. the entire time melee.
I've never seen anybody go 40-0 and complain during it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Bobby had 40 kills and like 5 deaths.
And
he's
everybody
like,
on the
I don't
team
know about this game. And everybody else is yeah. like hacker, fucking
yeah.
loser.
Noob.
That one dude called me a cunt, took a screenshot, on my profile, check it out.
Digi's a cunt.
Digi's yeah. a cunt. Hey, spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody's going to complain about it.
Yeah. But, yeah, my experience with this game, I had played it a little bit before you guys, and it was mostly team deathmatch. But then when we had played, it was the first time I ever really got into it. And I was getting my ass kicked by this melee guy, and I'm like, all right, I think melee is a thing. And once upon a time, when I played a game, I refused to cave in and do whatever I thought
the
was the
is,
easiest.
Right.
Yeah, the easiest or whatever was unbalanced. But now I'm just, especially with this game, I didn't care. So I was like, all right, melee's OP, cool. I'm
yeah.
going melee.
You saved yourself so much frustration.
Yeah. So after about 20 minutes into this, I just started dominating left and right. And yeah, so it's pretty obvious that melee is a little unbalanced in this.
So the other problem we were having was lag spikes. We were getting those a couple times a game. Probably.
It really wasn't too bad for me. It was like one or two times a game.
I was having a problem on my end, but once that cleared up, I don't even know if it was so much the lag spikes. I mean, that was my issue with the connection I was having. I reset my modem. It was fine. But my camera kept bouncing around. It's a third-person point of view. So
see,
when
I wasn't getting this at all.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I tried changing my field of view and a bunch of stuff, but when you put your back up against the wall, the camera angle kind of changes.
Mm.
Or when you turn a corner, then the camera will bounce around a little bit. And I think because of the lag, and it said my ping was like 20 or 30, like really low, but I could tell that there was some latency issues. But it was driving me crazy. It didn't hurt my game apparently, but it was annoying.
Yeah
I didn't
all
get
the complaints the yeah this Lamborghini's too slow. It's like fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I guess the third issue was just the player base. I mean, we were having problems occasionally getting into games. There was the server list listed like what
you couldn't even make
15,
a group
15 games. Oh yeah. Yeah, we couldn't make a group.
Yeah,
it felt to me like it was still a beta. It didn't feel like a polished game yet.
It's conceptually, so it's a great game. This game is real. If you get into it, it's really fun for like 3 hours. But then by the end of that, you've probably exhausted everything that the game has to offer.
Yeah.
You know, I liken it to Loadout a lot. Except Loadout, I think, has a lot more content and is a little bit more enjoyable.
More tweaking, fine tweaking.
Yeah, I spent about 30 hours in Loadout.
And the art on Loadout is so much better. I didn't like this art style at all. It bothered me.
That's another thing.
I was okay with it.
Where we fundamentally disagree here. I don't think Minimum would exist had they went for better graphics. Right? This is like an indie studio, indie title.
Human Head Studios is actually the developer of
right.
this.
And so, like, this is the only way they could do it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have the resources to have really good graphics. So we all together had about 5 hours of fun on this game. And that would have never happened had they went for better graphics. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you have to concede.
I'm okay with that. But then they need to concede the price. I thought $9.99 for this game mm-hmm. was not... This game should be free to play with buy-ins to get all their stuff. Right now, they have it $9.99, and you still have to buy to get that.
Like, I wasn't happy with that either.
That's not... That's
Pick
not
one great. Or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That being said, it is $9.99 on Steam. You can get a team pack, they call it, which is five keys for $35. On that very topic, I ended up buying the five pack. I gave one to Emilio, so we do have five keys. Three keys left. Yeah. So we're going to be giving those three keys away. Emilio, you want to tell them how they can do that?
Yeah, at the end of the podcast, or somewhere in the podcast, I'm going to be giving it. I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Might as well do it right now. It's going to be Melee OP.
Melee OP.
And that's the password. Just message me directly. Do not put it in the Steam group, because then everybody will know what the password is and your chances are worse. Just message me directly. All you have to say is Melee OP.
And
you're entered.
And your Steam name is Ender's Logic.
Ender's Logic, yeah.
With a K. Group.
Yep. And so that should work out.
Yeah. So message him if you want to try it out. Now, after we kind of ripped the game, I enjoyed the game. Like, I don't think this is a bad game. And if you're getting the game for free, I have no problem playing the game. I would play the game some more if you guys wanted to play it.
Again, let's go back to the movie analogy. We had 5 hours of fun for $5, right?
I don't know. Yeah. My standards are higher in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Did you hear this? Yes, I did.
Yes, I'm committed to quality gaming, and this does not make the cut. I do not recommend it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Then again, you were having problems none of us were having.
Yeah.
The only problem I was having is my sniper.
Killing too many people with the fucking sword. That was his problem.
My issues aside, I still don't think this was a good game. Not up to the level. Not up to my expectations.
It felt like an unpolished gem. Like, the concept was there, but it needed the player base. It needed more work on it. It needed more. There wasn't enough guns. There wasn't. Like, I just felt like it needed more.
Well, you know what my big issue with it was is some of the technical things. Like, we couldn't form a group and some of the bugs, and I just find that so unacceptable. I think 2014 just made me so sick of unfinished games. I'm so tired of alpha releases and betas and patch notes. I'm just like, you know what? Give me something that works.
Triple A.
No, it doesn't even have to be triple A.
Triple A are the ones that you have to patch eight times.
Just have something that... Remember when we got so frustrated with Forced? We all tried to play that. We had so many problems. That's how I feel about this game.
Bobby, play Endless Legend, man.
That's how I feel about...
So polished.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Well, whenever I finish Divinity. But that's... I think 2014 did that to me. So, I'm just... so intolerant of games that don't function.
Yeah, it's almost like all the developers were like, hey, this is a thing now where you could put out unfinished things and make money? Let's all do it.
Yeah.
And we saw things like Dino Raid or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, what is that one?
Something
with dinosaurs.
Orion Dino Horde?
No.
That game actually worked.
No, not that game. Savage?
Stomping Land,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that Orion
one came out and was so bad they had to
re-released it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point.
And when they re-released it, it was fine.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, the same thing with The Forest. Okay. I tried out The Forest with the new multiplayer, and that game, oh my God, it's like Rust. It's like nothing works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
frustrating.
The worst part is, if you're going to do that, call it at least an alpha. Early,
I think
not this one. This one.
What he's saying is, yeah, exactly. We felt like we were playing an unreleased game.
Yeah, because if it had been listed as an alpha, then I'd be like, okay, they still need some work. It's fun. I got my money, But they didn't. They consider this a final product. It's in 1.2 at this point. They've already released two patches, and we still can't get into groups. Like, that's how bad this is.
So, take a page out of the French. Look at their developer. This Endless Legend and Dungeon of the Endless. I forget their name.
Oh, Endless Legend?
Anyway, developers, look at them. They have a strong core engine that just works seamlessly. And they're like, let's use it on a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Like, we got this core thing that's perfect, and then we could just fuck around from here on in. So,
Well, I'm not bashing alpha games or that's one way to do a game. I'm just saying that's not what I'm looking for anymore. That totally works. DayZ with all its idiosyncrasies and little bugs and difficulties may be fine for so many people, but I'm over it.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Yeah. So you mentioned Divinity. You played that this week. Let's talk about what we were playing this week. Any interesting things that happened? You guys were playing some Divinity.
Just enjoying the fucking shit out of it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite boss fights that I can remember. I don't have a really good memory, so that's why I always say that. But there was a boss fight that was more complex than we thought it initially was. And we adapted and still overcame just barely by really outthinking it. And just, you know, we had a strategy going in. You need to have a strategy going into almost every fight. And it completely changed when we knew that there's this new element. There was a bot. There's two bosses in the fight. We didn't know about the second one. So we had to completely rearrange what we were doing. He split off and just started attacking the new boss. And I tried to just control the ads and it just kind of worked out, and we got it done in the first try. Had we done it on the second try, I probably wouldn't be talking about it right now. It was just that we adapted and overcame, and it was so much fun.
Two questions. One, do you think you have as much fun playing single player as you do playing together? Because I know Bobby at least has been playing single player.
I wouldn't know because I'm a good friend.
Yeah, okay.
I'm basically playing this game twice. I'm a little bit further, especially after today, I'm a little bit further in my single player playthrough than I am with the one that Emilio and I are playing. But I play through my game, and then I go back, play with Emilio, and we do pretty much the same content, so I know like what to expect and what we should do.
Do it right that time.
It's kind of like he forges a path and comes back and grabs his monkey and walks him through. Because I don't like all the reading stuff, so he already knows most of the quests and stuff. But I do show, like, I think differently than he does. So we've done things that he hasn't done in his game.
Yeah, we've done it in a different order.
So, Bobby, more fun to play with Emilio or less fun? I mean, other than sitting and hearing him do stupid shit on
Skype.
Way
to put him on the spot, man. Jesus.
No, I think it's definitely intended for two players. It's more fun that way, and it's less work. Especially when you get into later game and you get into crafting, and each character has a lot to do. So to manage two characters is doable. To manage four characters, you spend a lot of time between fights just sifting through inventory, doing this or that, identifying this object with your lore master, and then crafting this with your crafter, and repairing this with your blacksmith.
I'm gonna be honest, he's still managing four characters.
Yeah.
he does all the crafting, because if you have crafting, that's all crafting. You don't have to go specifically into any
it's cooking, and well, it doesn't include blacksmithing.
Like, that's the only one. Yeah. Which I do. So I hammer out a hammer and a sword.
Anytime I need something repaired, I have to send it to one of his
characters. I'm not kidding. He's doing quests. Fucking making fruit baskets. He's writing down maps, and I'm running around the cheese vendor.
Wait, do your cheese? You guys have to upload a video of the cheese vendor because
there's not
last
one on
week.
YouTube.
Last week, you guys said check out the cheese vendor, and I looked into YouTube. There's nothing on a cheese vendor. You guys have to put something up so at least I can hear what it is. Now do your impersonation of the cheese vendor.
Nobody has more friends than the man with many cheese hands.
Oh, God.
Bobby's pretty good at it, too. This is
all right, Bobby,
he's got me on. He does it better than
that.
No, you took my line, man. That was the only one I'm good at.
No, you like that? You want to be a big cheese on your block or whatever?
With a wheel of good stuff?
All right, let's hear it.
Nah, yeah.
Okay.
Can't put me on the spot like that.
Okay. My other question on Divinity is, this came out last year. We already went through our top lists of last year. Now that you've played this a bunch more...
Oh, we talked about it. We put it down on the third. We both put it on third on our list.
Third?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This could possibly take the second place spot and replace Shadows of Mordor.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's really good.
Shadow of Mordor was good, but I kind of forgot how good it was. I think I actually loaded it up a few weeks ago when a friend was in town. Because he was deciding between... Dragon Age Inquisition and Shadow of Mordor.
Can't go wrong with those two.
Yeah. So, I mean, I told him either way, man, it's going to be a win. But I loaded up Shadow of Mordor, and we played a little bit of that. And I don't know, it didn't seem as fun when I went back through it really quick, but I don't know.
Have you taken a look at the DLC, Bob?
No.
Okay.
No. But this could possibly, Divinity Original Sin could possibly be the number two. Nothing will replace Wolfenstein. It's just, I got so many reasons for liking that game. And I'm not saying it's the best game.
It's your best game.
It's my best game. Yeah, for sure.
You know what? This is what the podcast is all about. Puppy Parade hit me up, and he was like, hey, man, I don't play first-person shooters, but I took you guys' advice on Wolfenstein, and he's loving it.
Mm-hmm. So, you can't go wrong with that game.
Yeah.
You know, I would be hesitant to suggest Divinity Original Sin to a lot of people. Because yes. It's such an involved, complex, difficult.
But long if you're into game. RPGs,
yeah. If you're into RPGs, sure. But like a lot of people more. I know yeah. are not. It's not even that they're into RPGs, but their idea of an RPG is something, you know, like a new age RPG that's very easy and yeah. kind of caters to this
you
new
really
generation.
Need to think. This pulls no punches.
Yeah,
no punches.
When I hear you guys talk on Skype while you guys are playing this game, it to me it sounds a little bit like. You're in a WoW raid.
Yeah, and this you guys game reminds me so much of World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even the raiding part. The raiding,
not even the raiding, but just like
oh, the depth.
Yeah, the depth. Just the way that you have to communicate and like everything that you have to do, and just the vastness of it.
Speaking of WoW, that's basically what I played.
Oh, sorry, let me finish this up. Shout out to Puppy Parade. He got engaged this week or so.
Oh yeah, congrats, dude.
Yeah cool.
I asked him what's his name. And he said it's Big Andrew.
Big Andrew.
Big Andrew, yeah.
Congrats to Puppy Parade and Big Andrew.
I don't know what race the man is, but he said it's black as night and smooth as velvet.
Wow.
What he said.
Wow. Everybody's got somebody. All right. Anyways, back to my segue, which I was about to do perfectly before you interrupted me.
Segue.
I've been playing WoW a bunch this week. I'm not going to get into it. The only thing I want to bring up is their 10-year anniversary, their 10-year event is ending this Tuesday, and I find it surprising that this thing is 10 years old. That means I've been playing this.
It looks 10 years old.
It looks better now. It does.
Okay.
I mean, it's no Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying to get so. If you finish the raid, you get this Corehound mount.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get it, but I don't have anybody.
It's not gonna happen,
huh? I don't have anybody at 100.
It sounded pretty. Like you have to do a whole Molten Core raid on your own. At level 100, you need to be at level 100.
Yeah, but it's a raid finder raid. So
yeah, everybody's doing it.
Super simple. Like raid finder, they dumb it down.
Oh.
It's basically every boss is almost every boss is just a stand and shoot fight. Because they just take away all the mechanics.
And you still can't get it done?
Well, I need to get somebody at 100, and then you need a certain minimum item cap to get in there. So I'm not going to make it.
I really think you should have just transferred your character instead of trying to make a new one.
I might end up... I have a character that's 95. I might try to get up to 100 and try to get up to the item cap and try to get in. But I don't think it's going to happen.
He was explaining all this shit on me on Skype in the next room,
yeah.
by the way. And I was like, or you could just not do any of it.
Well, you feel about WoW how I feel about Skyrim. Like, you keep bringing up Skyrim, and I keep bringing up WoW.
Yeah.
And I think both of us need to agree.
I guess one's good, though.
Yeah, but you still play Skyrim. All right, so that's it for me. You want to talk about your stuff?
Yeah, I do have a few. I played Metro 2033 for just another hour or so. Got to, like, two more stations. You're underground, you're moving stations.
What,
so what, scary.
What did you tell me? I got so excited when I started shooting humans.
Oh, yeah. There's only three creature types. There's these, like, mutants. There's the flying mutants, and then there's humans. And I got out of the tunnels, or I was up top. Man, that whole thing with the mask when you get damaged, Bobby, mm-hmm. it really adds. Because you have a gas mask on, right?
Okay.
And if you get damaged, your glass starts to shatter. And your visibility lowers. Plus, on top of that, you're breathing heavily, and it starts to fog up. And you start to breathe heavier when shit's going down. So you're
and are you wearing a gas mask because you could turn into a mutant if you don't take it? If you don't have it?
What? No, it's just radiation.
Oh, there. Radiation. Yeah. Gotcha.
And I can only equate it to if you guys have ever been scuba diving, mm-hmm. where the only thing you can hear is yourself breathing, and it's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It's not to that extreme, but
you sound like Darth Vader underwater.
Yeah,
holy shit!
So it's kind of like that, and then it's just scary, man. I don't know if they did this on purpose. I think they did because they do a good job over there. The yells, you can't identify where they're coming from. They talk to each other, the mutants.
Oh, really?
They stand up and they do this like it's almost like a prairie dog posture. And they scream out.
By the
out.
Way, you should watch Emilio do this prairie dog posture.
And they scream out to each other, but that doesn't mean that they're coming for you. So you're sneaking around, trying to get around them.
Oh, they might just be talking to each other?
They just might be talking to each other.
And not that they saw
or
you.
Or they could be telling each other about you.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So, yeah, it's fucking... And you don't know where it's coming from. And so I got to the point where I was fighting humans. I was like, thank God. I know how these guys act.
They talk in
no prairie dog postures here.
They just shoot you.
And I got to give a little bit of credit to the AI writing here. Again, so much credit to this team that's putting together these games in, by all accounts, it's terrible working conditions. They're working in, metal chairs, and there's no air, there's no heating.
We're talking about the actual developers.
Yeah. They're in parkas because there's no heating in their building, and they just type out code all day, dude. And you got to give credit because the AI on the humans, some of them come at you, some of them stay in cover, but it's not like Gears of War cover game. They act like people would probably act. They move from bunker to bunker, then they try to flank you, but it seems realistic. It seems like I'm like overdoing it here, but it's not the perfect game. But for what they were working with, I'm having a great time. So
this is the original one, right?
This is the original. Well,
you already played through the sequel? You
said? No, he did, and he really liked
it. Yeah, Last Light, that was a great game. Okay. But this is not the Metro 2033 Redux.
It's not, no.
It's the original. Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Walking Dead Season 1, finished it last night.
Yeah, you had a little tear.
All I could say is I had to tilt my head upward so I wouldn't cry. As if that you were watching me and like I can't cry in front of you.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't allow myself, my own pride. I was so close to crying. Like,
have you ever cried on a video game before?
No, and I can see how this got Game of the Year in 2012 because I've never had an emotional response this strong to a game. You know, and I think there's a little bit more because I didn't play a month, then a month later, then a month later. Mm. I played them all. I binge watched, if you will.
Yeah.
This game, and I've been spending the last 3 days with these characters, and I'm gonna go ahead and say that Clementine is probably the best voice acted character I've ever seen. She just knocked it out of the park, man. That little voice and everything, and towards the end, I mean, they give you some really tough choices, and oh man, I don't want to spoil it. I know it's old, but just play the fucking game. I don't care what kind of gamer you are, you're dead inside if you don't have an emotional response at some point. Bobby, did you get emotional?
Oh yeah, that was a really rough ending.
Yeah,
it'd be the perfect time to segue right into the second season with that too. The first episode, I will tell you, I did not like at all, but the ending of the second season, I really enjoyed it.
Is there going to be a third season?
I don't know. And I don't think there needs to be. I don't know. I almost kind of don't want there to be a third season. I'd like them, especially after the second season, they really wrap things up. I'd like them to just leave it at that and do something else.
Well, the show is getting a spinoff. Do you guys know about that? The TV show?
No.
That's a spinoff based in L.A.
Let me guess. It's on that dude with the crossbow.
Well, all I don't know. It's probably all new characters. Yeah, probably.
It's like a CSI New York and CSI exactly. LA and all that stuff.
Wow. I don't know if that's going to be as successful. That sounds like a flop to me.
I don't know, because every time you talk to anybody that watches Walking Dead, there's not enough. I think they do a really good job of doing those half seasons, which seems to be the way to go these days.
I think as long as you get the same writers doing it, like that's what people like. They like the writing, right?
Yeah. So you can oversaturate a market for sure. But anyway, so that's that. Any more?
Let's talk Binding, because I want you to tell.
Yeah, I got
to
say this. anybody who plays Binding of Isaac, I'm going to put a video up, or Bobby's going to put the video up. I took the video of the most overpowered Isaac I have ever had. I was like, I had to start taking video, and I called Chad over. I was like, Chad, you need to see this.
It's insane.
Bobby, you've played it. You've seen the size of the tears, yeah?
Yeah.
My tears were the size of the screen.
Yeah.
The entire screen. I would walk into a room, shoot, and evaporate the entire room. So I put that video up. Bobby's going to put it on our YouTube page, and it's going to be entitled the Most OP Isaac Ever. Oh, and I beat the hardest thing in the game.
Without getting hit once.
I got hit once, I think.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
He had like 8 hearts, and they were all there at the end.
Wow.
It's funny to watch this because you don't know what's going on. Explain to them what
Oh.
Tell the items that you have.
Okay.
Just for the Binding people.
The ones that were important was I got the sights, which go through, they piercing, so they go through.
Okay.
Then I got my shots to max. So it was just a steady stream of nonstop sights.
Okay.
And then I saw an item I'd never seen before. It looked like a stomach. I was like, man, do I really want this? I don't know. Because what I have is so good. I was like, fuck it. Let's go. I'm a gambling man. So I grabbed it, and it was Monstro Stomach, which means you regurgitate all your shots at once. You charge them up and you shoot them out at once, right?
Okay.
And they're more powerful. So now these scythes are like...
No, they're not big yet.
No, they're big. They're bigger.
Oh, okay.
And they're shooting out of your mouth, and you're just shooting out a bunch of scythes at once. Then I got something that does almost the exact same thing, which is the mono...
Yeah, the whatever. Cyclops eye.
Yeah, Cyclops eye. So you have one eye instead of two. And so it gives you gigantic shots that go into little. But I already have this Monstro Stomach. So now it's compounded. And my sights are the size of the screen.
All you see is just like, it looks like an explosion every time you shoot something.
Yeah, I just walk in and just clear the room. I had never seen anything like it. I've had some OP fucking Isaacs. Nothing like this. And by the way, this was on Eden.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Isaac. It was Eden, which is the one who gets random stats at the beginning. And I got like the best ever. I got flying and fucking, it was awesome.
You got to see this video.
You got to see this video. Even if you don't play Binding of Isaac, you'll be able to appreciate OP-ness.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to segue a little bit.
My OP-ness.
We're going to segue a little bit. Amido and Bobby talked about their most anticipated games a couple weeks ago. If you didn't listen to that, I heard it's terrible.
It's a terrible episode.
But I wanted to go a little bit into mine. It's going to be quick. I'm going to talk a little bit, and we'll move on. So I was excited for Evolve after I played it. I'm not so excited anymore, but that's coming out. Here's games that I'm excited for, but I'm going to play on console. Mortal Kombat X, No Man's Sky, Street Fighter V, Kingdom Hearts 3, Mighty No. 9. Do you guys know Mighty No. 9?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a new Mega Man.
Yeah, the creator of Mega Man, because Capcom stopped doing Mega Man, so the creator is basically doing his own version of it.
That's funny, because I think they saw that how Kojima, whatever, Yakiyama, the guy who did Resident Evil, made money just on his name alone. Yeah. So they're probably doing the same thing with Mega Man. Or but the Mega Man guy is like, what? He makes how much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront, I'm really excited about this game. I really don't think it's coming out next year.
That was Bobby's number one.
It's number holiday 2015. Holiday 2015 for me says 2016. That's just but I might be wrong. Witcher 3, I'm excited for, but I got to get through Witcher 2. At some point, I got to
play. You still have it installed?
I do, yes.
Okay. Stop playing fucking WoW.
Mirror's Edge, they're doing kind of a open world Mirror's Edge, and I really like the kind of what is it called,
parkour
style.
Mirror's Edge 2?
They're not calling it Mirror's Edge 2, they're calling it something else, but it's the Mirror's Edge series.
What's really good about Mirror's Edge is that it's compatible, I imagine the second one will be too, with the Oculus Rift, and the consumer model is coming out in 2015 as well.
Awesome.
If they did some kind of... You know how when you buy a graphics card, you get a game? Mm-hmm. If they do something like that, it'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The Division, I'm kind of interested in, but it's a post-apocalyptic game. I'm really over this post-apocalyptic theme right now, so I'm not really into that. The two games that I'm kind of most excited about, Batman Arkham Knight... it goes back to Rocksteady, right? The last one be Rocksteady. This one is Rocksteady again. Rocksteady knocked it out of the park on the first one. I'm really excited about that. It's one of those like GTA games where it's almost too big to be excited about for me because I don't have time to play a ton of games. So it might be too big for me.
How hard do you guys have of a time when you're trying to stay on a main quest line? And you just keep branching off and fragmenting into other things.
It's really hard for me not to do every quest.
Well, it depends on how good the side quests are.
Bobby does the achievements on it.
Yeah, like, so
he's not even doing quests.
On a game he's never going to play again. Yeah, that's exactly. The crazy part.
/ NPR, the game. He probably has all the achievements
NPR.
For. And the other one that I'm really excited about, Rainbow Six Siege. Every time I see videos of this, I get more excited about it. It looks like that same... It reminds me kind of Overwatch, that Blizzard game, where it's kind of close combat. two groups that are in a small area that are trying to do kind of tactics, but this is puts it in the modern times. You know, it's rainbow, it's SEAL versus terrorists and destructible environments.
Bob, what do you think about this game? I'm not too excited about it for some
Rainbow
reason.
Six?
Siege. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it could go both ways. But a lot of people have already played this game, and they've said that, yeah, it plays just like it looks, and it's going to be great. So I don't know. I trust those people. Like, the people I've heard say that, I trust. And I...
Evan Lotti gave it Game of E3. That was a while back. Evan Lotti's the managing editor at PC Gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it might have... Okay, it's going to have the action of Ice World.
Mm-hmm.
CS Source, or 1.6 if
1.5.
It's going to have the action of that, and then it's going to have kind of like the meta game of, geez, I don't even know, some sort of like base building and like invading team. So I don't know why I'm looking at this and saying it's not going to work, but hopefully it works and we all have fun. And especially since we're a 3-man squad, we only need 2 more for our team.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only we had thousands of people listening to us.
So anyways, that's my 2015 most anticipated games. If you guys have anything else, throw it up on the Steam group. Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, so maybe something we missed.
So let's... anything else that we want to talk about before we wrap this up? What do we got? Oh, you want to talk about your...
Well, hit the Oregon Trail thing. That was big
news. Oh, let's talk news. Oh, yeah. So I've been looking... I've had this urge to play Oregon Trail for like 6 months. I don't know why. It came up, and I don't know. I've been having this urge to play, and I can't find any place to play it. I finally found a place that has Oregon Trail. You can play it right through your browser. Super easy to do it. It's called archive.org. If you look archive.org for Oregon Trail, you'll find it.
I believe you can play every DOS game ever.
It's got a ton of games.
It's like 2,400 games or something like that.
Yeah. And so I played this through. So you get a team of 5. So I put the 4 of us plus just random podcast listener. Just had put number 5. Bobby, you died of dysentery. I apologize. but I did get through the game. I was a carpenter. Next time I'm going to do the farmer, the harder setting. But yeah, I was just excited that they have these old games. I can't wait for like, you know.
Now, guys, maybe in case you're wondering, he's saying Oregon Trail.
Yes, Oregon.
The old one.
Not Oregon Trail.
The first game I ever played was Oregon Trail.
Me too.
Not Oregon Trail, which is the new one, which is about zombies, of course. But Bobby, did you play that one?
Oh, yeah. Played a lot of Oregon Trail.
Not Oregon. Did Oregon. You play Oregon?
Yeah. Oh, Oregon? Yeah, I played both.
Okay. What did you think of the zombie one?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people were comparing the Banner Saga to a new Oregon Trail, but I didn't think it had a little bit of those elements.
But like not strong enough to make a comparison?
No, because it had turn-based combat where you actually saw the tiles, you know, like Divinity or like XCOM.
Hmm.
And that was a big portion of the game, but then it also had these parts in between where you were traveling across a map, and it looked just like it did in Oregon Trail, a 2D image.
Can we throw this out there that maybe that turn-based strategy might be our favorite form of combat?
It's slowly becoming mine. Like the other game that I really want to play right now is Valkyria Chronicles, which is an old game but finally hit the PC last year. Had a lot of good ports in 2014, now that I think about it.
Yeah, there's a new one on PC. It's like something... Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry. There's a new one that's on the front page of Steam. Can't think of the name of it right now.
It's not
now.
That Resident Evil remake, is it?
No. It's another turn-based strategy game. That's why it's the only thing that stuck out to me.
There's like a
good
bunch of them that I have that I want to play. I don't have Dead State, but I kind of want to get that one. And also Door Kickers I got and I've been meaning to play.
I want to play Dead State as well. I'm in this Deadscape group and I haven't bought the game yet.
Yeah, turn-based combat is just, it's like chess on steroids. It's really
I think
cool.
It works really well in a single player or a co-op environment, but as a multiplayer media, it just does not work at all. While you're waiting for the other person to take their turn,
it's boring.
Yeah,
there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah. So I agree with you that turn-based is fun in a single-player but not you. I haven't figured. I haven't seen a good implementation of multiplayer.
And you can take it was like a Words with Friends kind of thing, where you just take your turn casually throughout the day.
Yeah, but then you'd need a format on like a phone or something that you could have it available whenever you wanted to.
Or you could just be at your computer all day,
like all
like
of
me
us.
On a Saturday. Yeah,
like all of us.
You're so right, man. The Words for Friends really nailed it with that format where it doesn't matter when you take your turn. Unless the other person's about to win and they're pushing you around. You can nudge the other person to take their turn.
Really?
Yeah, Jason does it all the time.
All right, so what else we got for news?
Real quick, low players are rewarding well-behaved players as opposed to just punishing the bad ones. So
wait,
if you
low
go,
players are rewarding well-behaved
players?
No, Riot. Riot, I'm sorry. Yeah. So if you go a whole year without getting any like negative marks, getting banned from forums, getting banned from games, getting any of the bad shit, if you go a whole year, you get a mystery prize. Who cares if the, you know, when you're playing these kind of games, anything that gives you any kind of clout that you have that nobody else has, makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, I got this hat that nobody else has, you know, and if it's something like that and that's the only way you could get it, my personal feelings on life. And everything, the way things should be managed, is incentivizing things.
Yeah,
it works better than punishing. And this is a combination of the two. So, unfortunately, I also have a downside of this is it's really too bad that you have to force people to be nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're on the internet. The anonymity of the internet is going to have people in their worst possible state. I think my concern with this is that, you know, if somebody gives you a bad rating or something like that and you don't feel like you deserved it, now you're not eligible for the prize. You know, like,
I don't think it's that bad. You need to be banned from something.
Oh,
so it
okay.
has to be a multiple thing. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it couldn't just be one salty person.
I the carrot and the stick theory is League of Legends only had the stick for...
Better than the Switch on the ass.
Yeah.
Or the combination of the two.
Yeah.
They go through so many lengths to improve the quality of game,
I have
you know,
to,
by trying to do these things. It's like, don't be a dick. How hard is that? Like,
it's really hard when you're 15 or 16.
Doesn't this come back to the thing on how easy it is to get a League of Legends account? Like, if it wasn't that easy...
Oh, you have to be at least level 5, too, to qualify.
If it wasn't that easy to just make a new account, then maybe they wouldn't have so many problems. If there was actually a risk involved... with you being a dick, then maybe they wouldn't have to do this. But I'm all for it. You know, like, try it out, see if
this
it works.
This can only be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully we won't get too deep on this, but this does bring up a philosophical question. I saw this post. You could look it up. Just type in Faces of Skyrim art.
And if you're listening at home, here's your shot for Skyrim coming up.
So what a guy did is he made portraits of some of the characters in Skyrim. And at max settings, obviously this is just for a single shot, so it doesn't have to be played, but it's just for one shot. He poses the characters, he puts them just like he wants, he gets the lighting just how he wants, and he takes these portraits of these characters in a way you've never seen before. Some of them are photorealistic, and you're looking at this thing and it's like, wow, if this is an art, I don't know what is. I mean, this is so well done, the lighting. This is this guy's expression of his love of the game plus his artistic talent,
mm-hmm.
expressed through somebody else's art, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people, I had a little debate today on whether or not if you make your art through somebody else's art, if your art is valid. So it's kind of like DJs remixing songs and making new songs. That's a song that didn't... exist before and would have never had that third party never come into it. So what are your guys' feelings on this? Obviously, maybe I'm getting too deep on this. Maybe these are some pretty pictures we're going to look at. But I think it's worth talking about whether or not this person is an artist or just somebody who can shed a nice light on something that he likes.
I'm personally of the opinion. So... If you say photography is art, then you should say that, you know, Skyrim photography basically is what you're talking about.
That's
Skyrim
exactly
photography.
What it is, yeah.
So it, you know, if you consider photography art, which I do, then you should probably consider. I think the concern is, or you know, you can't just change one thing and say, oh, I made this new amazing thing, because it, you know, you got to actually add your own, you got to add your own imprint into it. You can't just say, oh, I'm playing Skyrim, I'm going to take screenshots, all of a sudden this is something right. that I can
Well, I think the poses and lighting yeah, exactly. lend to that.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree. I think you can easily make art from art. It kind of raised an interesting question. There's games such as Little Big Planet, where you can basically make games within games. You know? Or, for example, Skyrim, the Skyrim mods, where you're basically making games in games.
Right.
Those are separate experiences. Those are considered games, in my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Especially, like, one guy made a longer game, basically, than Skyrim, right?
Felscar, which I'm getting through right now. And I'm going to save this for next week, because we're running a little long. But I'm thoroughly impressed by what this guy did. For yeah. free.
Yeah.
For free.
So, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, put your own imprint on it, and it can be your own.
Bobby, any thoughts?
I'm struggling to form an opinion on that, because it's two things I really don't care about: Skyrim and art.
Wow! Whoa!
Double burn, I think, on you.
Double burn.
All right. So
nobody,
I guess
nobody likes Bobby.
Yeah. let's get into you. You have a contest that you want to talk about.
Bobby's deal.
What's my deal? Oh, that. Yeah. Congratulations to Satanic, the Steam Invite Contest winner.
And hey, also congratulations.
Yep. Big winner.
And thank you, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody that participated.
Yeah, our Steam group is almost up to 1,000 members, and we'll probably be doing a little something when we hit 1,000 members as well. We're like 70 away, closing in on that. Also, he's hosting a giveaway as well. It's pinned in our Steam group in the discussion threads. I think he's giving away a few games there, so check that out.
This is Satanic that's doing that.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome.
He's one of our more... he's participating more than a lot of our members. Probably the most active these days.
Yeah, and we encourage everybody to be active on the Steam group. We'll give shouts out. We'll mention anything that you guys want to talk about.
I know it seems like we live up on a mountain of greatness. We're very accessible.
Yeah.
Don't hit up Bobby, though. He's very, very busy. I'm probably the most accessible of all of us. So just hit me up if you have any questions.
Unless you block them, then you're not
this
accessible at all.
This does happen. It's tentative. And I'm constantly reminded.
All right.
Inside jokes, yeah.
Bobby, you want to finish this up?
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys want to talk about what we're playing this week?
Probably more Divinity.
Oh, next coming up?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, definitely more. Anytime Bobby and I are together, if the time is there, we're going to play.
Post-coital, you guys are going to play Divinity.
I get so lazy post-coital,
yeah.
too.
And when we find a good game that we both enjoy, though, we definitely find time to play it together, though. It was like that with Smite. We played so much Smite together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys play a lot together.
Yeah.
You guys are almost a couple.
Yep, Smite couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Divinity definitely has a hold on me.
Is anything coming out the next couple weeks?
I don't think anything's coming out soon.
Some preparation.
Well, January, nothing comes out in January because everybody tried to get it out in December.
I don't know if Dying Light is coming out
in
January.
Yeah, that's coming out soon.
And there's a Resident Evil remake. I've only played Resident Evil 5.
I took a look at that today. Wow. It is
the
good.
Remake.
It looks
the graphics
really good.
Look amazing. Yeah. I think it's just the original game redone with better graphics.
So many times in general, like pop culture, I want this to happen. Shot for shot remakes. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes a movie or something could be so good, but it's just so outdated that it cannot be enjoyed. So do a shot for shot, and this is one of those things. I'm not going to play it, but I really want to know what Bobby thinks about it, because
I've never played Resident Evil the original.
Maybe you should play it as
so
well.
Did
you see the price on it, Bob?
$20. Okay. Not bad. That's respectable.
Yeah, that's respectable. Yeah. That's about right where it should be. I mean, that took a lot of money to do, because I don't think they use any of the, if I was going to guess, like I know any of these things, I don't think they use any of the original source code. Hmm. What you guys are going to, I saw some of the gameplay today. The worst part of the game is there is no it's fixed camera angle only. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be from a long way in a dark hallway.
Yeah,
or the next one is going to be from over here. So
yeah.
So that's on my radar. What about you guys?
I'm going to try to hit 100 on WoW so I can try to get this stupid mount and that, well, I'll probably never use. And then, I think I have anything. I think I'm going to look at the list of user requests and
pretty good about that.
So and pull good. Some stuff hey, from there.
It got minimum for us and we had fun on that.
Yeah, we
at
did.
Least two of us did and one yeah. of us dominated and didn't have fun.
Yeah. Speaking of minimum, remember guys, if you guys are interested in free copy, send a message to Ender's Logic, put in the message, Melee's OP, and we're giving away three copies.
Yeah, even if you're close, OP or Melee, that'll all work.
Yeah.
For me, definitely Walking Dead Season 2. I was so hooked on it after like almost crying that I played Walking Dead 400 Days. Bobby, did you play
it? Yeah. And you should play 400 Days and then play Season 2 because 400 Days is like an interlude. It brings up characters that you'll see pop up in the second season, very minor characters, almost background characters, but it's really cool. You just do a couple of quick stories and then it throws them in into season two. And season two is so much more concise. I don't want to say it's shorter. It is shorter, but the more accurate word would be concise. They stick to what they do well. They get the message across and boom, next episode.
Get the puzzles out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no puzzles.
Thank God. Every time I have to do puzzles, I'm like, I need the story. That's what I'm trying to get to. So of the five people that could go with the lady to the camp, how many did you take? I'm just curious. Do you remember?
I don't know if I remember.
The black lady comes to the camp of all the people. When you finish 400 days, you do, there's little segments, right? Mm-hmm. So you do 5 minutes on each person on a switchboard. And there's a lady and she belongs to a civilization that's starting to blossom. And she's looking for these survivors. And then it's revealed to you at the end that that's what you're doing. So you go to their camp, you find them, and you're like, hey, come with us. We have this thing. And based on what you did during their stories, they either come or don't come with you. Yeah. And only one came with me, which I thought was a better choice. Not with me, with the lady from the people. So I felt like I failed because clearly the better choice to me was to go with that lady.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I feel like I failed. Bobby, I know it was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably doing the right thing playing through all of this one after another because I played 400 Days when it came out and then many, many months later, Season 2 came out and I played that.
Oh.
And then, you know, Season 2, Episode 1, Season 2, right. Episode 2. I played it all as it came out. And having that gap in between it really messes with the story.
Just like TV watching, I think binge watching is the way to go. You could wait.
No, it depends on the show. You know, an old 90s sitcom you can just flip on any time and catch an episode because everything returns to the status quo.
I feel almost like a bad person because I have absolutely no interest in any of these Telltale games. Like
any of the Telltale?
Yeah. Wow. They don't feel like games to me.
There's no way you're not going to enjoy the Borderlands.
It feels like an animated story.
You'll really enjoy the Borderlands game. I don't see how you could not. It's really well written.
I started playing episode one of Walking Dead, and I got like nothing. Like it was a chore for me. But
it was probably the worst one for me.
Yeah. Season one, episode one, definitely was the roughest.
The worst one. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll go back.
I'm not kidding, guys. It was about to drop, and I was like, no. God damn it! I turned around to look if anybody was looking. That's what my pride made me do.
Okay.
I would match it up against any season finale of the show.
Wow.
Easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to talk about?
Nope. I think we should wrap this up.
Bobby, wrap it up.
Okay. So check out our website, dlgaming.net, and also Twitter, dlgamingdotnet. Our Steam group is DL Gaming. Yeah, just DL Gaming on Steam. Check that out as well. And also, it would totally help us out if you've been listening. Leave us a review on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, all that shit.
That's the most important thing you can do.
Yeah, definitely.
Rate and subscribe.
Yeah. You know, since we started doing the podcast, I've actually, and knowing how important those ratings and subscriptions are, I've actually started writing reviews on all the podcasts that I listen to and enjoy, being a little more proactive. Always one of those things where it's like, I know I should, but then finally got around to doing it.
Cool.
That's awesome.
All right.
Oh. motherfucking titties. Titties.